Speak for Joe Burrow, if I would, just for a second. If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you're a leader. And that's what Joe Burrow is. You don't lose leadership in a couple of weeks. He's been a leader from day one. He'll be a leader on Monday night. Clemson has played one ranked team all season. Number two, Ohio State. They fell behind 16-0. Ohio State got hosed on a scoop and score. Buckeyes turned it over a couple of times and they lost. Versus North Carolina earlier this season, they had to stop a two-point conversion with less than 2 minutes to play to win that game. I got all the numbers in front of me, but I'll wait till Monday in New Orleans to give them to you. But a couple of things we got to keep in mind here. Hearing everything about Travis Etienne out of Jennings, how Jennings, the community is divided. Ladies and gentlemen, realize Travis Etienne's getting a lot of build-up, a lot of play. But don't let this get lost. Travis Etienne, as far as yards per game rushing and receiving yards, is almost identical to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He averages 108, Clyde 93 on the ground. That's one run. And now they talk about him catching the ball out of the backfield like he did against Ohio State. Over 100 yards. But keep in mind this. Going into that game, he only averaged 28 yards a game receiving. How many yards does Clyde Edwards-Helaire average a game receiving? 28 yards. Getting all this attention, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is just as good. Maybe not as good of a breakaway guy, but if you tell me pick one, flip a coin. But because he's a Kappa Chi guy,
there you go.
I'm going with him.
Go Bears.
Here's another thing. I'm hearing all of this talk about Clemson's wide receivers, 6'4". Fulton Stingley ain't small people. Probably the second best receiving corps that LSU is going to go against this season, the first being Alabama. Did pretty good on that one. Yeah, broken coverage at the end, that long one. Justin Ross, 6'4". T. Higgins, 6'4". Combined! I'm hearing all the national media talking about how rangy they are, how they can go up there and get it. Breakaway from the defensive back. Both of them combined, 1,900 yards receiving. Oh, wow. Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson, 2,900 yards receiving.
1,000 more. Boom.
Trevor Lawrence, only averaged 30 yards a game rushing. So one game, he had a 61-yard run. Now, all of a sudden, he's this great breakaway quarterback running guy. Yeah, he showed a little ability. If the game comes down to a last-second field goal, which it won't, Clemson just 13 of 22 on a season.
I love that.
Things to keep in mind. Every statistical category against better competition. The SEC. 6 wins against top 10 teams. And in every statistical category, total offense, passing, points per game, sacks, touchdowns scored, third down conversion, LSU. There's no reason to think that this LSU football team is not going to show up and not do what they've done this entire season, getting better as each game goes by. The leadership, the talent, this coaching staff, what a magical run. One more piece to put in an LSU single season football puzzle that we'll never, ever see again. Final score, Monday night in the Dome. Let's get ready to party, Tiger fans. LSU 38, Clemson 30.